ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולדרנג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת וישלח. נוסי ראית את הבגינינג לפסוק סד, וישלח יעקב מלאכים לפניו, אל עשיו אחיו, ארסה שעיר שדה אדום. רשי תלז אסיר, ראית את הבגינינג, וישלח יעקב מלאכים, מלאכים ממש. רשי סד, he sent real angels. יעקב אבינו, not like the תרגום. And Yonatan Oziel, that they explained, Ushlach Yaakov is Gadin. But is Gadin, it means the Shaliach, it means the messenger. So that's what also sometimes the word Malachim in Hebrew, sometimes means also it's a messenger. But here, Rashi telling us, no, Malachim Mamash. Why? Because we saw at the end of last week's parasha, Pasuk said, Ve'yaakov alach lederko, ve'yifgi'u bo Malachi Elohim. He met the Malachim, which Malachim, Rashi tells us over there, said Malachim shel Eretz Israel ba'u l'krato l'levoto la'aretz. Since that Yaakov Abinu was coming back to Eretz Israel after 22 years, that he was running away from Esav, now he's coming back, so the Malachim of Eretz Israel, they went to welcome him. So from this Malachim, actual Malachim, real Malachim, Rashi says, he sent few of them to Esav. In Farshim, they ask, why does he have to send real malachim? Why not regular messengers? Because he wanted to see what's Esav's thinking. Is Esav's coming to him to really to fight? Or is he coming with shalom? What is he doing? So if he's going to send the messengers, probably Esav, he could trick them. He could tell them that, I forgive him to all what he did to me. But really, in his heart, he still hates him. Regular messengers, they're not going to realize what is he saying. But real malachim, they're going to know even what is he thinking. While he's saying whatever he has to say about Yaakov Abinu, if he's thinking something else, the malachim, they would know this. We spoke once in length. We're not going to get into it now. There's the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, Tosafot to say over there, the feedback from the second, Tosafot say over there, that Vetema, שאפילו מחשבה שבלב כל האדם יודעים, בלשון ארמית אינם מכירים. And we explain once, בן איש חי, בן איש ידע, we're not going to get into it now. But here, that's what the reason that Rashi tells us, he sent the real Malachim, he sent to Esav, his brother, to see how's he with him, is he still angry with him or no? That's why he sent real Malachim. I saw in Farshim, they try to understand, what does the word, וישלח יעקב מלאכים לפניו, what does the word lefanav means here? In front of him. What was the pasuk missing? If the pasuk would have said, "Veishlach Yaakov melachim el Esav achiv, arsa seir sedei edom." Perfect pasuk. Nothing is missing without the word lefanav. What does lefanav in front of him? What does it mean? Chavura, we have to understand what does it mean. And also, what did he tell them? Veitzav otam lemor. That's what you should tell my brother Esav. I'm Laban Garti Vayahar Adata. I lived with Laban, and that's why it took me a long time to come back. Why? Because I was with Laban. And we have the Haskuni tells us here, said Vehili Shor Bahamor Son Vehibid Veshifha. What this means? Said, don't think that the Barakha that my father gave me, it was fulfilled with me, and now I have all these behemoth. Said, no, because the only reason that I have all these behemoth, you know why? Because I lived with our uncle Laban. You know, he's so generous, Laban, and he gives me a lot. If I would have lived with someone else, I wouldn't have anything. Well, the only reason that I have a Yidish or Bahamor, so I don't have a Shabha, why? Because I lived in Laban. He's our uncle. He loves us, and that's why I have all the wealth that I had. That's what the Haskun explains. But we have to understand what Rashi tells us here. He said, Im Laban Garti, Garti, Rashi says, Begimatria Taryag, 613. כלומר, עם לבן הרשע גרתי ותרייק מזוות שמרתי ולא למדתי מעשיו הרשע הרעים. So even though I lived with לבן הארמי, still תרייק מזוות שמרתי. I fulfilled all 613 מזוות, I kept all of them. Now, the question is, why is he telling this to Esav? What does Esav care if יעקב kept the תרייק מזוות, he did not keep תרייק מזוות? And then he continues on, so והילי שור וחמור. I had shor and hamor. What's shor and hamor? Rashi says it's a derech eretz. Lomar al shvarim harbe shor. He didn't mean to tell him the pasuk is written in singular form. Ve'ili shor, one shor, one hamor. So he said that's derech eretz. That's what Rashi is telling us. But we see in the Midrash Rabbah in this week's parasha, ve'ili shor v'hamor. He said shor. This is Yosef, referring to Yosef HaTzadik. Shneimar bichor shoro hadar lo v'karnei re'em karnav. That's referring to Yosef HaTzadik. V'hamor, who's that hamor? He said referring to Issachar. Like the pasuk said, Issachar hamor garem robes ben mishpitaim. So he was telling his brother Esav that I had Yosef and I had Issachar. Chaura, why is he specifying these two tzaddikim out of the oldest 12 shebatim? I had 12 shebatim. Why is he speaking dafka on Yosef and Issachar? Probably he could tell me because Yosef, we know Rashi last week's parasha, he told us, "Behi kasher yalida Rachel et Yosef, veyomer Yaakov el Laban shalecheni veelecha al mekomi ularzi." It means as long as Yosef was not born, Yaakov was scared to come to meet Esav. But now that Yosef was born, now he's not scared of him because the pasuk said, "Behaya bet Yaakov esh, ubet Yosef lehaba, ubet Esav lekash." Now that he had Yosef, now he's not scared anymore from Esav Arasha. So probably he was telling him, listen, I'm not scared from you. I have now Shor. This is Yosef. He's the one's going to fight. He's the one's going to defeat you, Esav Arasha. And Hamor, I have the Hamor. What's the Hamor? That's Issachar. Issachar Hamor Garam. I have Zechut HaTorah. I'm not scared from you. Terek Mezvot Shamarti. I'm not scared from you. That's what he could explain in it. But still, we need to understand. Adain Tzrikhin Anachnu Lemuda'i. What does he saying here? Ve'ili Shor V'Hamor. What does mean Shor V'Hamor? Why does Esav cares if he had Yosef or he had Issachar? And why he picked Dafka these two Shbatim, as I said? This we have to understand Be'ezrat Hashem. And we saw later on, after Yaakov, he came closer to Esav, and now the pasuk said, "Ve'yarotz Esav l'krato v'habekehu, v'epol asavara v'ishakehu v'ibku." After they hugged each other and they kissed each other, Yaakov and Esav, pasuk continues, "Ve'isa et einav Esav, he saw who did he see? Ve'yar et hanashim v'et hayladim. He saw all the Yaakov's wives, Yaakov's kids. He saw all of them. Ve'yar et hanashim v'et hayladim. He saw the wives and the kids of Yaakov. Ve'yomer mi elelach. So he asked Yaakov, how do you get all these wives, all these kids? Where do you get them from? Ve'yomar. So he answered him, Hayladim asher hanan Elohim ta'abdecha. These are the kids that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave me in his rahamav. He gave me, Baruch Hashem, these kids. Yishtabach Shemo, Baruch Hashem, he gave me a lot of kids. The Ramban here, he asked, he said, L'chaora, if you pay attention to the pasuk, Esav, he asked him about the Nashim and the Yeladim. And what did Yaakov answer him? Ve'yomar Hayladim asher hanan Elohim ta'abdecha. The kids, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me these kids. He didn't answer him about the wives. He asked him, Ve'yomar mi elelach. He was referring to the wives and the kids. Yaakov answered him only about the kids. Why not? So here's the Ramban, he asked here, he said, She'al al Nashim ve'al Hayladim. But Yaakov, Ana Hayladim asher hanan Elohim ta'abdecha. Why he didn't tell him about his wives? Derech Musar. Said, it's not Derech Eretz. He doesn't want to mention anything. Ki lo rasa lomar sheim nashav. Ve'ebin Esav sheim emot ha'iladim. Said, he doesn't have Derech Tzni'ot. He doesn't want to tell him that these are my wives. Automatically, if these are the kids, they're walking, you know, they're dragging the, you know, their clothes. So most probably, that's their mothers. So he didn't, eventually, Esav is going to figure it out. Who are these wives? Who are these ladies? And for sure, he's going to understand that they are my wife. That's the Derech Eretz, he didn't want to tell him. That's what Rashi said. That's what, the Ramban writes here. But I saw Mefarshim explain a little bit differently, because we know that all the Avot HaKdoshim, Abraham, Ishaq, and Yaakov, all of them, they kept all the Torah Kula. Kula Torah Kula. You see, by Abraham Avinu, the pasuk said clearly, "Ekeb asher shama' Abraham bekoli veishmor mishmarti mitzvotai chukotai v'torotai." Abraham Abinu, he kept everything. All the Torah mitzvot, Abraham Abinu kept. Not only this, the Gemara brings down, said even arubet tehumin, or some gorsim, even arubet tepshilin, even mitzvot midrabanan, Abraham Abinu kept. Mitzvotai chukotai v'torotai, kept from A to Z. And here also you see by Yaakov Avinu, he just told Esav, I'm Laban Gerti v'teriyag mzvot shamarti. I fulfilled 613 mzvot. And the obvious question is, if you kept 613 mzvot, one of these 613 mzvot, you're not allowed to marry two sisters. And Yaakov Avinu, he married two sisters. Rachel and Leah. How do you marry them? Chaurat. Some, they want to explain that really they are from two different mothers. There is such a midrash that they're saying that they are Rachel and Leah were from two different mothers. But still, the Dorot brings down and said not only they were from the same mother, they were twins also. That means, bottom line, he married two sisters. How is he allowed to marry two sisters? And what are you going to tell me? The Torah was not given yet. But he just told him, I kept 613 mzvot. How did you keep 613 mzvot if you married? I see here right there in front of my eyes, you married two sisters. So what is this? What are you going to tell me? Ella, we have a very important Ramban. I'll read it to you from inside by Ezer Shem. The Ramban writes here in Parashat Toldot, on the Pasuk, Veishmur Mishmarti Mzvotai Hakotai Vitorotai by Abraham Avinu. Yeah, after what he quotes Lashon Rashi, that Abraham Avinu kept all the Torah kula, he continues the Ramban, he said, Veish Lishol, Imken, Ech Hekim Yaakov Matzeva, if the Abot HaKdoshim, like he says before, all the Abot, they kept the Torah. כן, he brings down here also before, ואם כן יהיה כל זה בנוי על דעת שהיה אברהם מקיים ומשמר את התורה עד שלא נתנה. Yeah, אברהם אבינו, he kept the whole Torah even before it was given, וכך אמרו בפסוק, ויתן להם יוסף עגלות שפירש ממנו פרשת עגלה ערופה שהיה עוסק בתורה, כשם שהיו אבותיו. יעקב בן יוסף, they were learning פרשת עגלה ערופה. What עגלה ערופה? The Torah wasn't given yet. אלא, they kept the whole Torah כולה. ועד עכשיו לא נתן התורה והרי כתוב וישמור משמרתי מסבותי חקותי ותורתי ואמרו שם שהיה משמר אפילו דקדוקי תורה והיה מלמד את פניו אברהם אבינו used to teach not only he was keeping the תרג מסבות he was teaching his descendants also like פסו said what did he tell him כי ידעתי למען אשר יצווה את בניו ואת ביתו אחרה ושמרו דרך השם לעשות צדקה ומשפט I know Abraham Avinu is going to pass it on to his kids, to his grandchildren, and so on. So obviously, all the Avot HaKadoshim, they fulfilled the whole Torah. Now the Ramban continues, ויש לשאול, אם כן, איך הקים יעקב מצבה? פסוק said, השמר לך פן תעלה עולותיך בכל מקום אשר תראה. You're not allowed to bring קורבן anywhere outside בית המקדש. ולא תקים לך מצבה אשר שנה השם אלוקיך. פסוק said, השם הץ מצבה. How could Yaakov Avinu build Matzeba? And anyone who brings Korban outside Beit HaMikdash, Hayab Karet. Pasuk said, Ve'el petach ohel mo'ed lo hibio, Le'akriv Korban le'Hashem, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, Dam yehasheb la'ish ahu, Dam shafach, V'nichrat ha'ish ahu, Mokerab Ammo. So how come Yaakov Avinu he built Matzeba? And he continues, V'nasa shtei ahayot, he married two sisters. V'chda'at rabotenu bereshit rabba, there were four ahayot. Said the Midrash Rabba, He says here, there were four sisters. He married also Bilhah and Zilpah. They were also the daughters of Laban. Also Bilhah and Zilpah, they were the daughters of Laban. So if that's the case, Yaakov only married four sisters, not only two. How could he do it? Ve'amram nasad dudato. You see, Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu's father, he married his aunt. And the Pasuk said, you're not allowed to marry your aunt. The Pasuk Meforash. How could he marry her? Moshe Rabbeinu hakim 12 matzeba. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he built 12 matzebot. What's going on? V'heach efshar shiyu nuhagim heter b'torah b'ma she'asar Abraham abihim al atzmo v'kaba lo Hashem sechar al adabar v'hu yetzavei et banav et beto acharav l'alechet b'drachav. How could they do abirot if their forefather Abraham Abinu he kept the whole Torah and he passed it on to his kids? So what's going on? וביעקב דרשו ששמרת השבת וקבעת חומין, ואפשר שיהיה זה בשבת מפני שהיא שכולה ככל התורה כולה. כן, אני continues on, ונראה אליי מדעת רבותינו, now comes the Ramban, he tells us, שלמד אברהם אבינו התורה כולה ברוח הקודש, ועסק בה ובטעמי מזוותיה וסודותיה, ושמר אותה כולה. אברהם אבינו, he learned the whole Torah, he knew the סודות of the Torah, he knew everything, And he kept the whole Torah Mitzvot, ושמר אותה כולה, However, he kept the whole Torah כמי שאינו מצווה ועושה. Because really, he wasn't commanded. By, at the time of Noah, they had only 7 mitzvot. Then come after that, he came to Aser, Aser, Nulach. And then every time, they're adding more mitzvot. Until the Torah was given, you have 613 mitzvot. But until the time of Abraham Avinu, the Torah wasn't given yet. But still, Abraham Avinu, he kept the whole Torah. Just like someone, Enu mitzvah ve'oseh, the Gemara in Kedushin says, Gadol, מי שמצווה ועושה, יותר מי שאינו מצווה ועושה. Okay? But still you see from there, that if someone is not commanded to do mitzvah, and he does it, he still gets reward for it. So that's how Abraham Abinu, and all his kids, Yitzhak and Yaakov, everyone, they kept the whole Torah, כמי שאינו מצווה ועושה, they're getting שכר for it, they're getting reward for it. ושמירתו אותה הייתה בארץ בלבד. Said Abraham Abinu, where did the Avot HaKadoshim, they kept the whole Torah mitzvot, that's only in Eretz Israel. ויעקב בחוץ לארץ נשא האחיות. יעקב אבינו, where did he marry 2 sisters or 4 sisters? Outside, in Haran. Not in Eretz Israel. The Avot HaKadoshim, they kept the Torah only in Eretz Israel. וכן עמרם, כי המצוות משפט אלוהי הארץ הן. The whole mitzvot, they're only for Eretz Israel. So the Avot HaKadoshim, they kept the Torah in Eretz Israel. Outside Eretz Israel, they didn't have to keep it. Even in Eretz Israel, they didn't have to keep it, but they only kept it in Eretz Israel, כמי שאינו מצווה ועושה. But in חוץ לארץ, they didn't have to keep it at all. Because anyways, they're not commanded on this mitzvot anyways. אף על פי שעוזרנו בחובת הגוף בכל מקום. So nevertheless, they didn't keep the whole Torah mitzvot in outside Eretz Israel. וכבר רמזו רבותינו הסוד הזה בספרי, ואני אעירך בו בעזרת השם יתברך, פרשת חרימות. So you see over there, והמצבה, מצווה שנתחדשה בזמן ידוע, היא כמו שדרשו חזל, באשר שנה השם אלוקיך, ששנאה אחר היותה אהובה בימי האבות. פסוק, הגמרא אז מדייקת, אשר שנה השם אלוקיך, אומר מין אשר שנה השם אלוקיך, until מתן תורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא loved the מצבה. But, אשר שנה, from now on, after בית המקדש is built, now he hates someone who built מצבה. But until then, he loved the Matzeba that the Avot HaKadoshim built. So there's nothing wrong with the Matzeba. How come he married 2 sisters? How come Amram married his aunt? That was Husla Eretz Israel. They weren't commanded to keep it. That's what he says. And then Parashat HaHarimot, also the Ramban, he has Arichut over there. And he says over there, he said, that's why Min HaShamayim, Bezchuto of Yaakov Abinu, Rachel did not live with him in Eretz Israel. Right? When she entered Eretz Israel, ואני בואים פדן מתה עליי רחל בארץ כנען. רחל אמנו, she died on the way to Eretz Israel, והקבירה השם בדרך אפרת היא בית לחם, אז מחלוקת אוסו רשי רמבן, רשי here on the פסוק, פרשת ויחי, רשי said, ולא לכתיה לקוברה אפילו בארץ ישראל. I didn't bury her in Eretz Israel. The רמבן היא attacks him, he told me what he's talking about. והקבירה השם בדרך אפרת, בדרך אפרת, it's also part of Eretz Israel. So what is he saying? What is he saying? I didn't bring her to Eretz Israel. Of course, he did. And that's a mahlokat Rashi in Ramban. And as I said, the Ramban over there in Parashat HaHarimot, he tells us, he said, in her zechut, Rachel Aminu, she did not die in Chutz La'aretz, she died in Eretz Israel, and she was buried in Eretz Israel. And the zechut of Yaakov Avinu, he did not live with her in Eretz Israel. Why? Because the Ramban, he just said, the Avot HaKadoshim, they kept Terech Mitzvot in Eretz Israel. So once they entered Eretz Israel, which of the wives was a surah for Yaakov Abinu after they're going to enter Eretz Israel? Rachel. Why? Because Leah, he married Leah first. So the Leah, when Yaakov married Leah, there was no asur. The asur, only when he married her sister Rachel, that's the asur comes, and Hashem saved him from before they entered Eretz Israel, she died on the way. That's why he didn't do Avira. But in her zechut also, on the other hand, the Ramban says, she did not die in Chutz La'aretz, unless she died in Eretz Israel, she was buried over there. That's what the Ramban here tells us. So let's hear one of the answers. Hashem said, how did Abraham Abinu, Yaakov Abinu, he married 2 sisters or 4 sisters, like the Midrash says? He said, no problem, it was Chutz La'aretz. So now, if they married in Chutz La'aretz, now we have no problem, there's no question about it. That's one answer the Mefarshim they tell us. Even though Yaakov told Esav, "I kept all the Torah mitzvot," and he sees him that he married two sisters, he said, no problem. Where did I marry two sisters? In Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, there's no Asur. That's what he told him. That's one answer. But Hakim, they gave different answer also, because we know that Yaakov Avinu, before he married Rachel and Leah, he converted them. And the Gemara says, anytime the person who comes to convert, Gershin Geyer Ketanok Shem Nolad Damin. The Gemara said, any convert, now he has no relatives. I told you a few times that I take the extreme case, that even if the Goy, him and his mother, they're coming to convert, after conversion, halachically, they are allowed to marry each other, even though it's his mother. So why? Because they have no more connection anymore to each other. Gershin Geyer Ketanok Shem Nolad Damin. They have no connection to each other at all. Only the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin said they are not allowed midrabanan to marry each other. If a convert converted along with his mother, he's not allowed to marry his mother after conversion, midrabanan only. Why? Because the goyim shouldn't say, take a look, our religion's bigger than theirs. Why? Because when they were goyim, he wasn't allowed to marry his mother, one of their arayot. The Umot HaOlam also, Shema Zot Ben Enoah, they're mesubin al arayot also. He wasn't allowed to marry his mother. After they converted, now they became Jews, now they are allowed to marry each other. What are they going to say? Banu mkdusha hamura l'kdusha kalla hasve shalom. That's what they're going to say. That's why Hakim, they made gezerah. But halacha kliyim in HaTorah, there's no problem. Why? Because they are not related to each other anymore. So if that's the case, the two wives that Yaakov Avinu, he married Rachel and Leah, he converted them before, and if he converted them before, they are not related to each other. So he has no problem to tell Isav, Tarak Mzvot Shamati, I kept the whole Tarak Mzvot. I see you married two sisters. I said, no, these two sisters are Ketanok Shem Nolad Damin. That's what here Yaakov Avinu, he sent it to Isav. He told him, Tarak Mzvot Shamati. And when Isav, he heard this, okay, he kept Tarak Mzvot, no problem. But when Isav, he came closer to Yaakov, and he saw his wives and his kids. Ve'yaretan nashim ve'tayladim. He saw also his wives. So he told him, hello, I don't understand. He just sent me the messengers telling me that he kept Tarek Mzvot. I see you married two sisters here. So what's going on? Mi'elelach. How do you get these two sisters? Mi'elelach. How do you get them? If you just told me he kept Tarek Mzvot. What did Yaakov answer him? Hayladim asher hanan elohim ta'abdecha. The answer that he told him, hayladim, it answers also the question of the wives. When Isav asked him, how do you get these two wives? You married two sisters. How could you do it? He told him, these two sisters, they are like Ketanok Shem Nolad Damin. They're also considered the Yeladim Asher Hanan Elohim Ta'abdecha. They're not related anymore to each other. That's why I married them. Let's see what Mefarshim tell us, that with his answer, Yaakov Avinu, he answered him on both questions. He told him, Hayladim. Hayladim referring also to the Nashim. The Nashim themselves, they're also considered the Yeladim Ketanok Shem Nolad Damin. That's what Mefarshim give. We could take it maybe a step further. We know that Hanukkah is around the corner, and everyone knows the famous question of the Bet Yosef, that the Gemara says that after the Yevanim, they came and they broke into Beit HaMikdash, and they make everything tame inside. And now Am Yisrael, they wanted, after the Hashmonaim, they came and they won the war. They came to light the menorah inside Beit HaMikdash. They didn't find any oil, pure olive oil, to light the menorah. And they were looking until they found only one small jar that was enough to light for one night. And a miracle happened and it lit for 8 nights. That's a famous story, everyone knows. Famous question of the Beit Yosef also, everyone knows. He said, the Beit Yosef, he asked, he said, I don't understand. Why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days? I understand that the miracle happened for 8 days, but for the first night, they did have enough oil to light for the first night. So really, the miracle extended another 7 days. For the first night, we did have enough. They found Pach Shel Shemen that had enough to light the menorah for 1 night, and a miracle happened, and it lit for 8 nights. So really, the real miracle, how long did it happen? For 7 days only. So why do you celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days? Famous question of Beit Yosef. They have so many answers on it. Once I saw in a bookstore, said that they have a book, that in that book there is over 500 answers to that question. I don't know what kind of 500 answers. Okay, I don't know. Someone, you know, the, I remember once someone here from Shul, he was asking. He said his daughter. They asked her in yeshiva. They asked her, "Could you list the 16 miracles that happened to Elisha Nabi?" So he came to me. He was asking me, "What 16 miracles happened to him?" Then he wants 16. I'll give you 1, 2, 3, 4. You want 16? He said, "That's the question. You want 16." So the, I didn't remember the whole 16 by heart. So the, and then we looked it up. We found that the whole Yakut Shimoni lists the whole 16 miracles that happened to him. But here also, 500 answers to that question. Okay, you have a long way to go. But whatever it is, that's a famous question. Everyone knows it. Now, we all know that really the Tosafot over there also, in Masechet Shabbat, about the story of Hanukkah, Tosafot also, they ask a simple question. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that they found only one jar of oil that was enough to light. That was enough to light for one night, and the miracle happened, lit for 8 nights. So he said, the Tosafot, he asked, say, I don't understand. Who told you that this jar that you found, it's not Tameh? Maybe it is Tameh. What are you going to tell me? It was still sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. So, okay, no problem. Seal of the Kohen Gadol. But the problem is that we have Halakha says, if even if it was sealed, if it Tameh or Zab or Zaba or Zab HaHavirav, like the Rambam calls them, Zab, Zaba, Nadavi, Yoledet, any of these, if they're going to pick up that jar, even if it's sealed, it's Tameh. Tameh Behaset. The moment that you pick it up, for sure it's Tameh. They made it Tameh automatically. So how do you know that the Goyim, the Ivanim, did not pick that jar? Maybe they picked it up, but they still put it back in. How do you know the oil over there is Tahor? Maybe it's still Tameh, maybe it's also Tameh. And the Mfarshim and Abah, if I'm not mistaken, he answered, he said, no, we have to say that for sure the Goyim, the Ivanim, did not see that jar. Because if they saw it, for sure they would break it to see what's inside. Because they broke all the Tomeo Kolishmanim. They broke all the jars. Why they leave this small one? Why they leave it? For sure they didn't see it. If they saw it, they would have broke it also. So that's why we have a Hazakah that they didn't touch it. Tosafot here he asked, he said, I don't understand. In Shabbat, Kafalef Amud Bet, Shehaya Munach Bechotamo Shel Kohen Gadol, says here, Im Kvar Gazru Al Nukhrim Lihiyot Kizabim, Tzarich Lomar Shehaya Munach Bechotam Bekarka Shelo Sito Akeli. So he said, we must say that the Goyim, the Ivanim did not touch it. Why? Because they didn't see it. When the Ivanim, they came, the Hashmonaim, they came inside and they saw it was hidden in the ground, but no one saw it. We must stay like this, otherwise it will also become Tameh. Now, to support, they have a real problem here. Maybe the Goyim, they did pick it up and they put it back in. Ella what? They have to give a few answers. Either, for sure, if they picked it up, for sure they would break it. Or, Tosafot said, we must say that they did not pick it up. It was hidden in the karka. So how do you know? Maybe they did pick it up. Ella, Pashin said, listen, we're going to light the menorah with that jar, with that small jar of oil. We'll light the menorah. We'll see if a miracle would happen, then for sure that jar is still tahor. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do a miracle on something which is tameh. If the Goyim, they picked it up, the Ivanim, they picked it up, and they made it Tameh, and now we are using it without knowing, we're using it, we're thinking that it's Tahor, we're using it for the Menorah and Beit HaMikdash, Hashem would not do a miracle for something which is Tameh, to extend it, to make a miracle on something which is Tameh. Because anyways, Tumah Hutara Betzibur. That's what the Mfarshim said. They said, what's the whole miracle of Hanukkah? What happened by Hanukkah? Didn't find oil, and so what? If all Am Yisrael, they are Tameim, you are allowed to bring Shem and Tameh, light the menorah with it. Tumah Utara Betzibur. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he loved Am Yisrael. He wanted, even though Tumah Utara Betzibur, he wanted us to light with the menorah, which is Tehora. So that's that they give. Here also they say the same thing. Said, if that oil, it's Tameh, then Kadosh Baruch Hu would not do a miracle to it. So he said, let's light it the first night. To see if it's Hashem's going to do a miracle with it, then for sure it's Tahor, because Hashem, he would not do a miracle if it's Tameh. So now, from the first night when they put it on, the menorah and they saw a miracle happen, that means from the first night that helped us, the first night was also a miracle. Why? Because Hashem revealed to us in the first night, we didn't know otherwise. We don't know if they, maybe they picked it up to go in, maybe not. We don't know. Because that we saw Hashem did miracle with it, and it lasted for 8 days, that means the first day also, it was a miracle. Now we know that the oil that we used in the first night was Shemen Tahor. That's why he said we have to celebrate also the first night. Let's see what they say over there. Similarly, the Seha Chaim here, that's exactly what happened here. By Yaakov Abinu, he told him, Hayladim Asher Hanan Elohim Ta'abdecha. You asking me, Esav HaRasha, what are you asking me? If I told you that I kept Terag Mizvot, how come I married two sisters? Tell him, take a look at Hayladim Asher Hanan Elohim Ta'abdecha. You telling me that I did Abira by marrying two sisters? I didn't know any Abira. And I told you, as I told you in the beginning, I kept Terag Mizvot. So how come I married two sisters? Take a look at the proof that I did not do Abira. You see their kids. Hayladim Asher Hanan Elohim Ta'abdecha. If I married Rahel Be'esur, according to you, what you say, how come Hashem gave me kids from Rahel also? Ella, for sure, this is a proof that I did not do Abira. How come I did not do Abira? He gave the two answers, like the Ramban, they didn't have to keep it in Husla Ares, or because he converted them, and because he converted them, now they're not related to each other. But the proof that I did not do Abira, because he see their kids. That's why he told him, Vehili Shor Vahamor. He said, what Shor Vahamor? Shor, that's referring to Yosef. Who came Yosef from? He said, came from Rahel. And Yisachar, he came from Leah. He said, I got kids, Baruch Hashem, from both wives. From Leah and from Rahel. The Pasuk, he picked one from Rahel, one from Leah. To show him that none of them is Asur to me. Because if it was Asur to me, how come Hashem did miracle and he gave me kids from both of them? What are you going to tell me? The Gemara says, the person, if he had a relation, that's going to have kids. That's what the Gemara said. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change the natural way because of the Rishaim. But this is only applies if the person is a regular person. But here we know Akara, Rahel, she was Akara. And Hashem did miracle with him. How come Hashem did miracle with Rahel to give birth after she was Akara? If she is Asur to marry Yaakov Abinu, how come Hashem did miracle with her? Ella for sure, the proof that Rahel is not Asur to me, because Hashem gave me kids from Rahel also. Vehili Shor Vahamor, what does it mean Shor Vahamor? I had from Yosef, from Rahel I got Yosef, from Leah I got Yisachar. This is the proof that I did not do any Abira. Let's see what the Mefarshim tell us. With this, we could also understand something else. L'chaura, we see last week's parasha when Rahel, she came to Yaakov Abinu and she told him, Haba li banim, ve'im ayin mita anuchi. She told him, please pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like your father, just like your grandfather. They prayed also for their wives so they should have kids. You should also pray for me. So she came to Yaakov Abinu to please pray for me. What did he answer her? ויחרף יעקב ברחל ויומר התחת אלוהים אנוכי אשר מנע ממך פרי בטן. Yeah, what is he telling her? He got angry at her and he told her אשר מנע ממך פרי בטן. Rashi says, what does mean התחת אלוהים אנוכי? וכי במקומו אני עומד. Am I instead of God? חס ושלום. You're asking for a baby, you should ask הקדוש ברוך הוא, not me. Who am I to ask me for kids? And what are you telling me? I should pray for you just like my father did. Rashi says, "At amar she'ese ki abba." He told her, "Ani eni ki abba. I'm not like my father. Abba lo hayu lo banim. My father Yitzhak, he didn't have kids. That's why he prayed for his wife to have kids, because that's also for his benefit. But me, ani yesh li banim. Baruch Hashem, I have kids from Leah. Hashem manam mech beribatin. You are the problem." Or a very harsh statement. Yaakov was telling her, I don't understand. And the Midrash Rabbah on this psukim, Kibyachol, the Midrash is attacking Yaakov Abinu. Yaakov, kach mi shibin et mu'akot. Hazita Rahel, she doesn't have Rahel Baka'al Baneh, she doesn't have kids. She wants to have a baby. She's asking you to pray for her. And you tell him, Hashem, mana'am mikhbari batin, you are the problem. I don't have to pray for you. Why you got angry? Bi'iharaf Yaakov Rahel. That's how he answered her, Hazit. You married her, you worked for her for 7 years. He worked for her for 7 years. That's how he answers her. Oh, what's going on? And what is he telling her? Am I instead of God? You have to ask from God. Did she ask? Did she tell me you are instead of God? She only asked him for simple, please pray for me, just like your father. What's going on over here? Ella, the Farshim, based on what we just said, Rachel always she was thinking that you know why she doesn't have kids, because she's the one that married Yaakov Abinu be'esur. Because how come Yaakov Abinu, if the old Avot HaKadoshim they kept Terek Mitzvot, that means one of the Terek Mitzvot is not allowed to marry two sisters. So my sister Leah, that he married her, she was the first one to marry. He has no problem if Yaakov marrying Leah. But I am the problem, Rachel, I am the problem. That means for me to marry Yaakov Abinu, now this is the Abira, this is the Asur. I'm the problem that Yaakov Abinu did Abira with me, by Yaakov marrying me, he did Abira. So if that's the case, she told him, if you're not going to pray for me to have kids, then I'm considered as if I'm dead. Why she told him like this? Simple pirush, because the Gemara brings down from here, we're going to bring down from this pasuk raya, that if someone does not have kids, bar minan, said that guy is considered like a hashub kemet, the Gemara said. Arba'a hashubin kemet, one of them, someone who doesn't have kids. So that's what the Gemara learns. But here Rahel is telling him, listen, because I'm the one that I'm married to you be'esur, you married my sister Dea be'heter. I'm the one that you married me be'esur. So if Hashem is going to do a miracle, my nature is Akara, Rahel told him. Her nature was Akara. If Hashem is going to do a miracle with me to give me kids, then I know the kids are the proof that I'm not a surah to you. Same answer we gave by what Yaakov told Esav. Same thing here. Rahel was telling Yaakov Abinu, I'm married to you be'esur. So if Hashem is going to do a miracle and give me kids, then this is going to be a proof that I'm not a surah for you. That's why I'm asking for you to pray for me. That's all. But if I'm not going to have kids, hasu shalom. Rahel said, "Ve'im mita anuchi." What do you mean mita anuchi? As if I'm dead. What does it mean as if I'm dead? Because I'm married to you be'esur. It means hasu shalom. I'm doing abira. Any person the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Hoshe Mishpat Lamedalet, he said, anyone who is Ober al lo ta'ase, he's called Rasha' upasul la'idut. So that means, Hasu Shalom, he said, both of us, Hasu Shalom, we are Risha'im. If I'm not going to have kids, then Hasu Shalom, both of us are Risha'im. Why? Because Mita Anochi, Risha'im b'hayim hashuvim kemetim. Mita Anochi. That's what she told him. When Yaakov heard this from Rahel, you're suspecting me that I did Abira? That's why we haraf Yaakov b'Rahel. Not only he didn't want to pray for her. Of course, Yaakov, he wanted to pray for her. He loved her and he worked for her for 7 years. Ella, because she's suspecting him that he did Abira by him marrying her. That's why we haraf Yaakov b'Rahel. And he told her, you have two proofs that you're not a surah to me. What are they? Number one, he said, I converted you and you're not related to Leah anymore. You're not, there's no surah. And number two, we're in Husla Ares. And that's why he told Bechi, "Atahat Elohim Anochi." Am I under God? What does it mean under God? This means you just read the Ramban. Ramban said, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, is controlling Kibyachol Eretz Israel." Pasuk said in Eretz Israel, "Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Otah, Tamid Enei Adonai Elohecha Bah Mereshit Hashana VeAd Acharit Hashana." Eretz Israel, it's not under any of the Sarei Ma'ala control. It's only under Kadosh Baruch Hu's control. That's in Eretz Israel. And the Ramban writes, the Avot HaKadoshim, they kept the Torah only in Eretz Israel. So he told her, what are you telling me? Even if you want to say that I did not convert you, let's say that the conversion is not going to make any effect. Even after conversion, let's say that you're still related to each other. Still, there's no problem. Why? Do I live under the town that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls? The town that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls, that Eretz Israel. So are we living in Eretz Israel? I'm not living over there. So even according to you, that your Leah is still your sister, still, there's no problem. That's what he told her. That's why Yaakov Abinu got angry at Rahel, not because he doesn't like her, Hasu Shalom, as I said, ella because she's suspecting him that he did Abira, and he brought her proof, two proofs that there's no Abira. Number one, because he converted her. Number two, because they're in Husla Ares. Husla Ares, there's no problem of marrying two sisters, because as I said, the Ramban writes, all the Abot, they fulfilled the Terek Mitzvot in Eretz Israel. And even in Eretz Israel, they kept it as if came me she'enu mitzvah ve'oseh. But in Husla Ares, they didn't have to keep it at all. That's what they bring down. I saw also the Midrash Rabbah wrote down here in the Midrash, Parasha Ayin Vav Siman Bet. Yeah, so he says here in the Midrash, Ve'yirai Yaakov Me'od Ve'yetzer Lo. Why was Yaakov Abinu scared to meet Esav? The Midrash says here, Amar, Kol Shanim Halalu Yosheb Be'eres Israel. Tomar She'u Ba'alai Mekoach Yeshibat Eres Israel. Said, all these years, 22 years, where was Esav living in Eretz Israel? And Yaakov was in Haran, in Husla Eretz. He said, Esav HaRasha, he had the zikhut of Mizvat Yishub Eretz Israel. He was living in Eretz Israel, that on its own, it's Mizvah. So maybe he's going to win me because of that zikhut that he was living in Eretz Israel. And not only this, Kol HaShanim HaLalu Hu Yosheb U'mkhabed Et Horav Tomar She'u Ba'alai Mekoach Kibud Avaim. שהרי כך אמר, הקריבו ימי אבל אבי והרגעתי יעקב אחי. תאמר שמת אותו זקן, הוא בא עליי להורגני. So יעקב אבינו, he was scared. Maybe עשיו יד הזכות of כבוד אבאים, מזוות כבוד אבאים. Not only this, עשיו said that he was waiting for יצחק to die to kill יעקב אבינו. So now that after יעקב heard that עשיו is coming to him, now he thought that his father יצחק already died. Otherwise, what the Yeshua Malachim Eli Yaakov Lemur, Banu El Achicha El Esav, Vegam Olech Lekorat Echa, Ve'400 Ish Emo. He's coming to fight. It means he wants to kill you. Yaakov Abinu, he was scared. Why? First of all, he was scared because of two mitzvot that Esav had, and not Yaakov, which is mitzvot Yeshua Be'eretz Israel, and mitzvot Kibud Avaim. These two mitzvot Esav kept, and Yaakov, he was anus, he wasn't able to keep it, he was in Husla Aretz. And not only this, he was scared that if Esav is coming to kill him, that means that his father Yitzhak already died. Because that's what Esav said. Yekru yemei ebel abiv, yargat Yaakov ahiv. That's what he wanted. That's why Yaakov Abinu, he was scared. That's why the Pasuk said, ve'yira Yaakov me'od ve'yetzer lo. But obviously, all the times that Yaakov Abinu, he was living by Laban in Haran, then he has no avon that he did not keep these two mitzvot. Why? Because he was anus. He was running away from Esav. Esav wanted to kill him. And his parents, they sent him. They told him, "V'atah b'ni shema b'koli v'kum b'rachlecha el Laban achi harana." That's what she told him. And also his father, also he called him up and he told him, "Kum lech padin aram b'ta b'toel abim mecha v'kach lecha m'sha m'sha." So they sent him over there. So he was anus, not to keep the mezvah of Yeshua b'Eretz Israel. He was anus. That's why he said he doesn't have to worry about this. But now that Yaakov Abinu is coming back to Eretz Israel, now he was scared from these two mitzvot, that maybe he's missing on these two mitzvot. Now he's coming to Eretz Israel. Now he felt it. Until now, all the 22 years, he didn't feel it. Why? Because he was anus. But now that he has to come to Eretz Israel, so Yaakov Abinu, he was scared from these two mitzvot, that maybe Esav is coming in the zechut of these two mitzvot. That's why he was scared, Yaakov Abinu. And we have the Gemara, Masechet Brachot. The Gemara brings down over there, Daf Yutet. The Gemara said, Im ra'ita talmid hacham she'abar ha'abira bayom, al tiharir aharav balayla. That you don't have to suspect him. If you see him doing abira during the daytime, you don't have to suspect him after. Why? Shemi'a asa tshuba. So the Gemara asks, Shemi'a asa tshuba? If he's Talmid Chacham and you're telling me, maybe he did Teshuvah. Of course he did Teshuvah. Ela the Gemara said, Ela asa Teshuvah. Bevaday asa Teshuvah. Means if you see someone, Talmid Chacham, that he did the Abira, you don't have to suspect him the next day that he did Abira. He said, no, for sure he did Teshuvah on it. You don't have to suspect him. That's what the Gemara tells us here in Masechet Berachot. So if that's the case, they tell this, Hakim, they said this about regular Talmid Chacham, that caught chicken by Yaakov Abinu. Obviously, if he did not keep these two mitzvot of mitzvot Yeshua Be'eretz Israel and mitzvot Kibud Avaim because he was anus, and now that he's coming back to Eretz Israel, for sure he did teshuvah. You don't have to hasu shalom to suspect Yaakov Abinu. Kach derkan shel Talmidei Chachamim, that's their norm. If they did the Abira hasu shalom, they do teshuvah on it right away. They do not delay their teshuvah. So, Kochikin here by Yaakov Abinu, for sure, if they said, the Gemara said this about regular Talmid Chacham, for sure by Yaakov Abinu, he doesn't have to worry about this. Why? Because for sure he did teshuvah on these two mitzvot that he was not able to keep them because he was anus. Even though he was anus, nevertheless, Yaakov Abinu on his madriga, he did teshuvah on these two mitzvot that he wasn't able to keep them. So for sure, Yaakov Abinu, that's what the pasuk says in this week's parasha. V'Yaakov halach liderko. What does it mean? V'Yaakov halach liderko. He went to his ways. What do you mean to his way? Derko of Talmid Chacham. What's the derech of Talmid Chacham? If he did Avira Chas V'Shalom, right away he does teshuvah on it. Here Yaakov Abinu, even though he was anus not to keep these two mitzvot, for sure, on his level, he was anus. He will not be punished. But on his level, Yaakov Abinu, he also did teshuvah on these two mitzvot. Because he did teshuvah on it, that's why Yashar v'yifgi'u bo melachei Elokim. Why? Because the Gemara says, when the person does teshuvah mi'ahaba, the Gemara Masechet Yoma, if the person does teshuvah mi'ahaba, all the avirot that he did, they turn into mitzvot. So when a person does Abira and then he does teshuvah on the teshuvah mi'ahaba, which is obviously that's the type of teshuvah that Yaakov Abinu did, teshuvah mi'ahaba. So all the Abirot, that if you want to consider it Abirot, it was anus not to keep these two mitzvot, still, for sure, Yaakov Abinu did teshuvah on them, and now they turned into mitzvot. That's why the pasuk Yaakov halach liderko of Talmid Chacham, and that's why v'yifgi'u bo melachei Elokim. Because now he did teshuvah, now all the malachim, they were created from these two mitzvot. Now that he did teshuvah on these two mitzvot, now v'yifgi'u bo melachei Elokim. That's why Yaakov Abinu, he said malachim from these two mitzvot. And what the pasuk said, v'yishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav ahiv arsa se'ir. We have Gemara, interesting Gemara in Masechet Sota. The Gemara tells us at the beginning, the Gemara said that when a person does Avira, Amar, the Gemara says in Sota Daf Gimel, Amar bi Shemuel bar Nachmani, Amar bi Yonatan, kol ha'osem mitzva ahat ba'olam hazeh, mekaddimato veholechet lefanav le'olam haba. Shneimar ve'alach lefanecha stkecha, kibod Adonai ya'asfecha. That if a person does mitzvah, that mitzvah is going to go in front of him le'olam haba to show him the reward that he's going to get because of keeping such a mitzvah. On the other hand, the Gemara continues, v'chol ha'obir abira ahat ba'olam hazeh, and a person who does abira here in this world, melefefatu, that abira traps around him, umolichatu liyom ad-din, and drags him to get punished for that abira. Shneimar, illa fitu orhot darkam ya'alu batuhu v'yubidu. That's what the pasuk said. We have here the Maharsha. He tells us here, he says, "Mehayadua ki ma'ase adam mulid malachim." He said, from the actions that the person does, he creates malachim. He said, "Kefi ma'ase, hen letoba, hen lera'a." Whatever, if he's doing good deeds, he creates good malach. If he's doing abira, he creates bad malach. That's what he all call kefi ma'ase. ولفيها عنيان على דרך مشال so that to understand the Gemara على דרך مشال Maharsha says כי העושה מצווה יהיה הולך בשמחה ואין צריכה המצווה אלא להקדים לפניו ולהראות לו הדרך לשם. So when a person does mitzvah, what does the mitzvah wants from that person? The mitzvah wants to tell him, come, Hashem wants to give you a reward because you kept that mitzvah. That malach that he was created from that mitzvah is going to show the person the way to get the reward. So if that's the case, you don't need to hold him tight, don't need to grab him. That person come, you want to force him to give him reward, he's going to come willingly, he's going to come with you. You just need to show him the way. That's why the mitzvah goes in front of him. V'alach lefanecha stkecha. The mitzvah that the person does goes in front of the person. There's no need to drag him. We're taking him to give him reward. Obviously, he's going to come. He only needs the direction. So I'm walking in front of him. That malach is walking in front of him to show him the way how to get his reward. That's by mizbah. Abal be'osei abira, tzarich ha'molicho likorcho ulepefo, ki eno olich lesham mertzono, ki derech ha'molichin lagerdom, shemolichin oto shlo mertzono be'al korcho. Vikal le'avin. That's what the Maharsha writes here. Said, on the other hand, when a person does abira, that malach that was created from that abira, he doesn't go in front of him, tell him, come, I want to show you where's Gehenam. So there's not, it's going to run away. Ella, that malach is going to wrap him around, is going to put him azikim, and is going to take him to jail. It's going to drag him to get punished. Let's hear what Maharsha explains. Simple pirush of the Gemara. That's why Hakaim tell us the pasuk says when the person does avira, pasuk vedvedu et hatata masher asu veheshiv et ashamo birosho vahamishito yosef alav. What means veheshiv et ashamo birosho? When the person pasuk talking about mitzvah teshuvah, vedvedu et hatata masher asu. Person has to do teshuvah on the avirot that he did. After he's gonna do teshuvah, then veheshiv et ashamo birosho. What does mean veheshiv et ashamo birosho? The asham. That means the Abira that was created because of the Malach that was created because of his Abira, it was behind him, it was dragging him to get punished. When a person does Teshubah on it, that Abira is going to turn into Mitzvah. Like I said, when a person does Teshubah Me'ahava, the Abirot is going to turn into Mitzvot. So if that's the case, Veheshivit Ashamor, that the Asham, the Malach that he was behind him and he was dragging him to get punished, that Malach is going to come, Berosho is going to come in front of him. Why? Because he did teshuvah now. When he did teshuvah, that abirat became mitzvah, and the mitzvah, the pasuk said, "Ve'alach lefanechas tkecha." Ve'yishiv et ashamo berosho is going to come in the front now to show him. That's what Hakim Yirtal Asir, that's what happened with Yaakov Abinu. Since that the pasuk said, "Ve'yaakov halach lederko," we said, what's derko? Obviously, he did teshuvah, even on these two abirot, that he did not keep them. He was forced not to keep them. Nevertheless, Yaakov Abinu on his level, as I said, he did teshuvah even on these two mitzvot, that Esav was coming, you know, with these two mitzvot, and he thought that he was going to win over Yaakov Abinu. Yaakov Abinu wasn't scared, he did teshuvah, and from these malachim that he did teshuvah, malachim they were created, from these malachim, v'yishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav Ahir, was meaning lefanav, in front of him. Where did these malachim come from? So these malachim, they were really behind him. Like I said, v'heshiv et ashamo berosho. Now that Yaakov did teshuvah me'ahava, these abirot, the malachim that were created from these abirot that were behind him, now they went in front of him. V'yishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav. These malachim, they came in front of him and sent him to Esav HaRasha. And he was telling him, "Im laban garti v'ahar al'ata, I'm not worried from you. I kept tereg mitzvot. And whatever you're asking me, how come I kept tereg mitzvot if I'm married to sister?" So they have, as I said before, he said, you have no problem about it. Why? Because you have two answers for this. Number one, it was nchus la'aretz. Number two, I converted both of them. Now, he wasn't worried about Esav HaRasha anymore. That's why he told him, "V'yishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav." Now I have even these two mitzvot that you're coming with the power of these two mitzvot against me. Even these two mitzvot, the malachim, they became in front of me. Malachim lefanav, I'm saying. Let's see what Hakim tell us. That's why he wasn't scared from Esav HaRasha. And he sent him, he told him, "Im laban garti, and tereg mitzvot shamarti." But furthermore, I saw Hatam Sofer, it brings down something very interesting here. It brings down here in Torah Moshe, right at the beginning, the first part, the Kuf Chavtet Amud Aleph. It says, "V'yishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav." It says, "B'midrash Rabbah, parasha Ayin Hei Siman Bet." The midrash he quotes pasuk in Sefer Mishle. "Hada udchtib mahazik beozne chaleb ober metaber al rib lolo." Because the midrash says, "Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu letumo haya holech." Esav, he wasn't coming to fight with you. V'yata shalachta elav malachim. He was going to on his ways. And you sent malachim to him. "Please, ko amar abdecha Yaakov. Aduni Esav, you make yourself abed. You called him Adon. Please, kahnat minhati." And blah, blah. And all these things. What are all these things? He was going on his way. Now you starting up with him. That's what the Midrash, Kibyachol, said. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't like what Yaakov did. Why? Because he was going on his ways. You starting up with him. You are called Mahazik Be'ozni Kelib. Kibichol, you're holding Esav's ears. You're starting with that dog. So it's your problem. That's why Esav came to him. He heard this. He came to him to fight with him. So he says here the Torah Moshe. He said, "Mashma'a kilu Yaakov mitgare be'Esav ki Mahazik Be'ozni HaKelib." That's what it sounds from the Midrash. I said, however, from the Psukim, "Makra Mashma'a shishalach ki machni'at asmo lefanav." Sounds from the Psukim that he was putting himself down. "Ladoni le'Esav, ko amar abdecha Yaakov." He was putting himself down. He made Esav, he made him a hashub guy. He made himself Yaakov. He said, I'm your servant. I'm ko amar abdecha Yaakov. Why the Midrash is saying that because of this, Yaakov Abinu, as if he's starting up with Esav. He's not starting up. Adrabah, he's machniya himself in front of Esav. What's going on here? אבל בסדר, ולבאר יותר בעזרת השם את ברך, explain more, said אקדים. Said he has to give us a short introduction. Said, יש לחקור. So you have to understand. מה ראה יצחק לברך את עשיו ולדחות את יעקב? How come יצחק אבינו, back in פרשת תולדות, he wanted to give the ברכות to עשיו and not to יעקב? הרי ידע כי ביצחק יקרא לך זרע, ולא כל יצחק. יצחק אבינו, he knew that only one of his two kids, either יעקב or עשיו, is going to continue, עם ישראל is going to come from him. Only one of them, not two. ביצחק יקרא לך זרע, not כל יצחק. So it means he wasn't sure which one, יעקב or עשיו. נמצא אחד מהבנים נדחה. One of them is going to be pushed away. והנה, אף על פי שטעה בעשיו וחשבו לצדיק, even if he can tell me that יצחק, עשיו used to trick him, and יצחק thought that עשיו is צדיק, but nevertheless, מכל מקום, ביעקב לא היה לו ספק, והיה תמיד בין עיניו יושב אוהלים, אוחז מעשה אברהם, ואיך אפשר שהוא יהיה הנדחה? How is it possible that, what did יצחק think? What does Yitzhak think? He wants to give the brachot to Esav. And he knew that Yaakov is going to be pushed away. Chas v'shalom. He sees him. You have Safek and Vaday. And Safek Musim Yudei Vaday. Esav, you think that he's a tzaddik. But Yaakov is next to you. You see him for sure. He's a tzaddik. What do you think? He wants to give the brachot to Esav, not to Yaakov. And Am Yisrael is going to come from Esav, not from Yaakov. Chas v'shalom. What do you think? V'eich efshar sheyeh hu anitcha. Abal, he said, Zeh be'atzmo haya ta'oto shel Yitzhak. That was the mistake that Yitzhak Abinu did. כי ראה שיעקב לא משמיעו אל תורתו. He saw that Yaakov 24-7 sitting down learning Torah. אז אמר, אם כן, זה לא יגיע לעולם למדרגת אברהם. יעקב אבינו is never going to reach the מדרגה that אברהם אבינו reached. Why? שדר בין הרשעים. ואף על פי כן, שיג מעצמו הבורא יתברך. אברהם אבינו, even though he was living among רשעים, still he was keeping עקב ששמע אברהם בקולי, וישמור משמרתי מצוותי, חוקותי ותורותי. He kept the whole Torah. Even though he was living with צדיקים, even though he was living with all רשעים, I'm sorry around him. He was living with all רשעים, even though he kept the whole Torah. But יעקב אבינו, he said, take a look at this guy. He's sitting down in בית המדרש, he's learning Torah. Yeah, that's not גדולה, to sit down in בית המדרש, to learn Torah. To speak about the Brei Torah, to discuss halachot. I want to see you outside when you go out to the business. I want to see you when you go out, you know, when you deal with the Mota Olam. How do you deal? How do you deal with them? That's the real Gedulah. Not when you sit down in Beit HaMidrash. Shetunim in Beit HaShem, the Pasuk said, but Bechasrot Eloheinu Yafrihu. Everyone, he goes outside, he forgets about what he learned. He said, business is business, I can do whatever I want. But the real Gedulah of the person, that you have to see him, is he honest in business? How is he dealing with other people? How is he talking to other people? Is he respecting other people? Mlachtat habircha alecha. So all these things, that's the Gedulah. So he said, Yaakov Abinu, all his life is sitting in Beit HaMidrash. This guy is never going to reach a madriga of Abraham Abinu. Esav, that he lives outside, he goes and sees all the Rishaim. Nevertheless, he comes at night, Kesad Me'asrin Temelah, Kesad Me'asrin Teteben. This is the real Tzaddik. That's why Yitzhak Abinu, he thought that Esav is the one. ולכן אינו ראוי לברכתו. אבל עשיו ההולך בין גדודי רשעי אומות העולם, לסטים ועושים כל רע, ואפילו אחי הוא מעשרת התבן, מעשרת המלח, זה ראוי באמת לברכתו של אברהם. This is the guy. עשיו, he's the one. He's going to continue עם ישראל. והנה השם יעץ לברך את יעקב בברכת אברהם. But הקדוש ברוך הוא, he chose that יעקב should get the ברכות. והברכה חלה עליו וגם ברוך יהיה. He also is Yitzhak, even though after Esav came to him, he told him, באחיך ואברהם וקח ברכתך, he also told him, גם ברוך יהיה. He knew that מן הקדוש ברוך הוא, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he wanted me to give the ברכות to יעקב, not to Esav. Even though I wanted to give the ברכות to Esav, because I thought he's the one, Hashem decided otherwise. אבל על כל פנים, he said, nevertheless, יעקב אבינו was still missing, עדיין היה כלי חסר, שלא נסה לדור בין הרשעים ולעמוד בתמימותו. בכל זאת, ולעמוד בתמימותו בכל זאת, ובא עשיו והשלימו, כי על ידי ויסתום עשיו את יעקב, ברח אל לבן, וגר עמו 20 שנה, ואחר כך ויבוא יעקב שלם, שלם, שלם בתורתו, שלם עם אמונו, שלם בכל. So he came back, complete. And now because of Esav, Yaakov Abinu had to run away, he had to go to live with Laban HaRasha. He lived with him for 20 years. He was Rasha, Laban, and he did not learn from him. The Pasuk was Ma'id on Yaakov, Yaabo Yaakov Shalem. He came back from Laban complete. He didn't learn from Asav HaRasha'im. Laban Gerti, Vitarag Muzvot Shamarti, Velo Lamati Ma'asav HaRasha'im. He did not learn from him. He said, if that's the case, Ki Ragzi Haya Haser, Ve'alidei Girmato Shel Isav Nishlam. ويتحرى عمو ويأمر عم لبان قرتي ويحرى عد عدتا ويترياق مزبوط شمرتي ويعتانش لما أبرخ لي قمري عالكين قرأ له أيوة أيوة أنت ما حزيك بأذنية كلم. That's why here he said beautiful here. He says until now you're right that Ishaq gave the brachot to Yaakov Abinu, but Yaakov Abinu he wasn't really ready to get the brachot. Why? Because the whole brachot that Ishaq gave him told him, only I want to see your Gedullah if you're going to live among Resha'im and you're going to still be Tzaddik, then the brachot is going to come to you. But as long as Yaakov did not go over there to Laban, he was still in Beit HaMidrash, even though Yitzhak gave him the brachot, but he doesn't fit for the brachot. I want to see you outside. Now, because of Esav, Yaakov had to run away to the house of Laban, and he lived with Laban 20 years and he stayed Tzaddik. Now, Yaakov was telling Esav, thank you so much, my dear brother Isav, only because of you, now the brachot that my father gave me, now perfect match to me. Now he said, Yar mahazik bi oznei kelim now. If it wasn't because of you, I was sitting in Beit HaMidrash. It doesn't apply to me. That's why also you see, even after Ishaq gave the brachot to Yaakov Abinu, what did he tell him? After he told him he should go to Laban and he should marry one of his daughters, Pasuk said, Ve'itten lecha et berkat Abraham. We told him over there, you're right, I gave you the brachot, but you're going over there, I'm blessing you that you should get Berkat Abraham also over there. What was the bracha of Abraham? Even though he lived with all the Resha'im, still stayed Tzaddik. That's what Yaakov was missing. Because of Isav, Yaakov now, the brachot came in perfect match now on him. That's why, no wonder, you see here, Yaakov Abin, when he came to Isav, he put himself down. Thank you so much, Isav. He gave him a big present. He said, all those chiyot come to you. Thank you so much that you sent me. Because of you, I went over there. Now, Hiri Shor, Vahamor, Sor, Na'ayved, Veshavha. Now, the brachot, perfect match on me. That's why the Pasuk said, Bahazik be Oznei Kelib. You starting up with Isav Arasha. But here, Yaakov, he said he wasn't scared. Why? Because he has the Zichot, Hiri Shor, Vahamor, he had Shor, which is Yosef. Against Esav HaRasha, and he has the zechut of the Torah, and he kept all Torah mitzvot. He doesn't have to worry about anything. That's why here the psukim told us here that Yaakov, he wasn't scared about this. I'm laman garti v'torah mitzvot shamarti. That's where what Hakim also tell us, that even though Yaakov Abinu, all the years that he had to run away from Esav HaRasha, he didn't know why Hashem is doing this to him. Yaakov thought these are the worst years of his life. Why? Because until now he was sitting in Beit HaMidrash learning Torah all his life, 24/7, sit down and learn the Torah. Now, because of his brother, he had to run away. He has to start working. He has to work by Esav, by Laban HaRasha. He has to go through a lot of things. Is that what Yaakov wants? Yaakov, when he wishes to sit down, Ve'yeshev Yaakov, Bekesh Yaakov Leshevet B'Shelva. He wanted to sit down and learn Torah. Why Hashem is doing this to me, Yaakov Abinu thought. He didn't understand. Until now that he went over there to the house of Laban, now that he understood that all this coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the brachot should come to me exactly. Whatever Yitzhak Abinu gave the brachot, V'etten lechat Berkat Abraham. Now I got Berkat Abraham. That's what Hakim tell us. A familiar person should know that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu kitob b'ne Hashem l'barech Yisrael. Hashem does only the good for Am Israel, even though sometimes the person doesn't see that good. Here, as I said, Yaakov Abinu, he thought these are the worst years of his life. But really, that what made him Yaakov Abinu. That what made him perfect fit to get all the brachot that Ishaq gave him, only because of this. That's why the person should always thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Be'ezer Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Ya'aseh Amanu Ot L'Toba, Ve'yirusu Nu'inu Ve'yibushu, יחזו אויבינו ויקלמו, כי אתה אדוני עזרתנו ונחמתנו, ונזכה בגאולה שלמה, ורב ימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנן מלאך שאומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך. רבי נתן עזרה שנייה.